Good morning. It's homecoming. And there's still a few seats down here if some of y'all want to come on down and sit down. Help yourself. You won't bother me at all. We have so much going on this weekend and so much to enjoy. We have our play this weekend, Playing Peter Pan. We have a parade tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. We have women's soccer at 12, men's soccer at 2:30, women's volleyball at 5. And we have a worship finale right here in this room tomorrow night. You don't want to miss that. It's all going to be awesome. And we have a few guests here with us today. So in particular, it's always great when Joy is able to be here with me in chapel. And so she is the joy in my heart. So, and we have some special guests here today. Paul and Pat Dixon are able to be here with us today, right over here. We stand on their shoulders. Everything that we celebrate today that has been accomplished because God uses faithful people like Paul and Pat Dixon, who taught us that Christ is all we need. We have some trustees, retired faculty and staff, alumni, parents, and friends. If you are a guest here with us today, would you stand up and let us all just welcome you back to chapel here at Cedarville? We have our pharmacy advisory council down here. We have the class of 2000 back on campus celebrating their 25-year reunion. And we actually have the class of 75. Y'all stand up for us. Stand up down here. Yeah. They're celebrating their 50-year reunion. It's so good to have you all back. This is the week where we also recognize some of our alumni and athletes who just have exemplified our mission. They stand for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. The Lord has used them to do some pretty incredible things. And so being inducted into our Athletic Hall of Fame is Nate Davenport, class of 2012. Precious cargo sitting in his lap right there. You're doing what you should be doing, brother. God bless you. Yep. He played baseball here at Cedarville and is the all-time leader in 7 categories, including an impressive 38 career home runs, and he holds the school record for games played, starts, at-bats, doubles, RBIs, and total bases. He's pretty good. Yeah, we won 33 games per season while he was here, average, and 38 games his senior year, and you see one. Elizabeth Piles McNeely is being inducted into our Hall of Fame as well. Excuse me. She dominated as a Lady Jacket, both in cross country and track. So she excelled at your sports punishment. She was a 2-time NAIA All-American in cross country, a 3-time NAIA All-American in the 3,000-meter steeplechase. And in 2007, our team was the outdoor track and field championship runner-up and runner-up 3 of her last seasons in cross country. And so, Elizabeth, congratulations on being inducted into Hall of Fame. Professor Jim Leitenheimer from the class of 1980 is our Distinguished Service Award recipient this year. Mr. L, as we all like to call him, spent 40 years mentoring students in the classroom. He built Resound Radio literally from the ground up and has trained a generation of students for real world media careers. Congratulations, Mr. L. Thank you. You heard from Grace Norman, who is our Young Alumna of the Year. She graduated in 2020 with a nursing degree, won gold medals in 2016 in Rio and 2024 in Paris in the Paralympic Games, and a silver medal in Tokyo in 2020, and holds multiple world and American records in track events. Congratulations, Grace, on our being our Young Alumna of the Year. And Craig and Carolyn Williford are our 2025 Cedarville University Alumni of the Year. Both are graduates from 1975. Craig has served over 50 years in ministry, and he served as president of Multnomah University, of Trinity International University, and of Denver Seminary. And Carolyn has authored 9 books, been a speaker and a mentor, and together they have trained and invested in countless numbers of students. Thank you for your ministry. And congratulations on being named our Alumni of the Year. If it seems busier around campus this year than perhaps it is in the past, then that's because God has given us another record enrollment. We have 62 online students who are not on campus, but this is our first year of those undergraduate online degree programs. We have a record freshman class of 1,199 students. Look at that group. Our graduate school grew to 700 students. That's up 18% over last year. Our total student enrollment is now 7,265 students. Now, here's the deal. We want to be faithful to every student the Lord sends us. It's not about a massive number, but at this place, we're going to stand for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, and we're not going to compromise. We're going to believe the Bible, 6-day literal creation, marriage between a man and a woman, and we are going to preach the gospel so every student represents somebody going forward with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So every year for the state of the university, I choose a word. This year, it just seems fitting that the word that we choose is transformed. Lives transformed and a campus that has been transformed. Transformation begins with the Word of God. The Spirit working and moving through the Word of God in our lives, that happens frequently right here on this stage in chapel. It's the heartbeat of Cedarville. And it's by the power of the Spirit we see lives transformed through the Word. This year, we're walking through the Gospel of Mark in a series called Marked by Jesus. Week by week, we're focusing on Jesus, the servant king, and how he gave his life for us and called us to follow him. So my prayer is that each one of us would have lives transformed and we would live them out, marked by Jesus. We also live in the middle of a transformational time. With the growth of artificial intelligence, it even appears to be transforming the way we do everything. Like the way I search online has been transformed, the way I gather information, process data. So Cedarville always wants to be on the cutting edge of the technology, and so now is no different. So this year we became the first Christian university in the nation and the only university in the state of Ohio to implement ChatGPT EDU campus-wide as a solution for our campus. Here's our goal, is to equip leaders in this rapidly changing world to stand for Christ. Transformed. That word, this year, has an even deeper significance because of what God has been doing in these cornfields for the past 5 years. So today we celebrate something that's extraordinary. We celebrate something that has taken countless numbers of partners, prayers, gifts to come in. Today, we are actually concluding our 1,000 Days Transformed, the campaign for Cedarville. Let me tell you the story. When we began this, we thought we were dreaming big. I thought we had a really grand vision. What I learned is that God's plans are greater still. In 2017, after thousands of hours of planning, more than 3,000 different people having input, we produced a 10-year campus master plan. If you look close enough, you can see we even thought we might put wings on Brock up there, which we didn't do because the water table is too high. We envisioned 6 major projects, including Chick-fil-A. That was a good idea. New residence halls, civil engineering center, Cowan Athletic and Academic Expansion, the Scharnberg Business and Communications Center, and what we now know is going to be called the Bolt House Academic Center. This plan would allow us just to envision what could be possible here at Cedarville. But it was different. It's different than anything we'd done before. In the past, we raised money one building at a time. Now, for the first time, we were thinking about a comprehensive plan. So through prayer, long conversations, interviews with people who love Cedarville deeply, 4 priorities emerged that would become the pillar of this 1,000 Days Transformed campaign. First, we would expand our capacity with new academic facilities and residence halls. Second, we would strive to minimize student debt and maximize affordability through increased scholarships. Let me just add, that goal never ends. So if you want to start a scholarship, even though we're finishing a campaign, you come see me right after chapel. We'll make it happen. Third, we wanted to continue our focus to transform lives in and out of the classroom through chapel, discipleship, athletics, and global outreach. Fourth, we saw a need to provide for the future with endowments and planned gifts, trying to ensure Cedarville's sustainability for generations to come. So we moved beyond funding a particular building to a bold step of faith, trusting in God to transform every part of our campus. But with that came questions. I didn't think we could raise that much money. I questioned whether God would really provide. I wondered, what's going to happen if we fail? I questioned whether we could ever raise $80 million. $80 million is a lot of money, y'all. And that would only be a start to accomplishing our priorities. So we began what's called the quiet phase, where you go and you talk to some of your partners in ministry privately and see what the Lord might be laying on their heart. And God began to confirm that he was leading us to take a bold step. We eventually would learn firsthand, I would, that God is faithful. We can trust him. In October 2019, we received a lead gift for our new business building. At that time, it was the largest gift ever announced to Cedarville University. It came from my dear friend, Mark Scharnberg, given in honor of his father, Lorne, who was a faithful Cedarville trustee for many years. We surprised Lorne right here on the stage. He had no clue. We brought him up and announced that he had just given a really, really large gift of $10 million to the university. We did it on purpose because then he couldn't get mad at us. All of y'all were watching. He was surprised. He was excited because he loves Cedarville. And I love that gift from Mark to his dad, who on September 7th, just this year, went home to be with the Lord. He leaves a legacy, not just in the Scharnberg Business and Communications Center, but in every student who learns to serve Christ in the marketplace within those walls. The next year at the 2020 State of the University Address, which was held outside because of COVID, just as soon forget those days, right? We announced an anonymous $12 million gift at that time, the largest single gift in Cedarville's history. And it built our confidence that God is faithful. We can trust him. Soon after, we received a $1 million gift for an endowment to support global outreach trips, making sure that we could take the gospel to the nations for generations to come. These faithful first gifts set the pace for everything that followed. Because of gifts like these and many more that I don't have time to mention, we launched a campaign publicly in October of 2021 with a stated goal of $125 million. That was a lot higher than I was comfortable with. Some of you may remember. You may have been here. where we had that circular graph that showed exactly how much money had been committed, and it rolled up to $95 million already committed. Trust me, that was a memorable moment. Even though we had already raised more money than I ever thought we could, I'm just shooting you straight when I tell you that I still had questions and I still had doubts. Can we do this? And then came the Transform Tour. A good idea, but a crazy idea. It was 2022. I'll never forget our first practice event. We went down to Tennessee. I wasn't sure this wild idea would work. But that night, a faithful donor stepped forward and committed a significant six-figure gift that I never anticipated in my wildest dreams. And that gift would have covered the cost of the entire trip. We met so many different alumni as we traveled around. In fact, I met a gentleman just before we started here that had on the Transform Tour t-shirt from 2022. We saw how God was transforming lives all across the nation. And I continue to meet students who are here from those events. God grew our faith through every single gift, every gift, big or small. In fact, I'll never forget homecoming. I was sitting right here on the stage when 8-year-old Renee walked up to me after our homecoming chapel, and she had in her hand 4 quarters. And she said, "I want to help build the Scharnberg building." And she let 4 quarters go with a big smile on her face. It's modern day widow's mite. What a heart of generosity from God's people. Every gift, big or small. Oh, and then God continued to do stuff that we couldn't imagine. So commencement 2023 came. And we announced we had to raise the total to $175 million. Students kept coming in record numbers. We needed another dorm. We needed to raise more scholarship dollars. Inflation had increased the cost of these academic buildings that we were building. We finally arrived at the final project. Oh, I didn't think we'd get it done. I knew it would be the hardest. The academic disciplines inside of those facilities are not academic disciplines where you make a ton of money. It's not business. And so how in the world is this ever going to happen, Lord? What in the world is going to take place? So here's what I actually did. Oh, ye of little faith. I started planning for a smaller building. I did. I showed our faculty and staff a picture and I said, this will never happen. It's too expensive. I started planning for smaller 2 stories instead of 3 stories. Not quite as big, not quite as grand, because I just lacked faith. The Lord in my quiet time reminded me that we should pray and trust him. So I emailed the chairman of the board and I said, we've got to have a time of prayer for this. And to make a long story short, after that, some really dear friends of ours came forward and said God had laid it on their heart to give a $15 million gift to make this project happen. I was blown away. Never anticipated it. One of the largest gifts in the history of Cedarville and an unmistakable answer to prayer and how it happened and the timing. So what did I learn? I don't know that I've learned it yet. I keep learning it. But God is faithful and we can trust him. You see, every time I walk around this campus, every time I take a lap around the lake, every time I drive around, I see a campus transformed and I see evidence, names and faces of people who demonstrate to me that God has abundant provision and he will provide for us. I see a civil engineering center opened in 2020 so students can move out of the barn into classrooms and labs and prepare them to design and build for human flourishing. And many of them right now are overseas serving as missionaries and engineers. I see a Chick-fil-A dining center that opened in the fall of 2020 just in time for us to provide safe meals for all of the students during COVID. Those meals were delivered to those students who were sick or quarantined in those difficult semesters. I see Parker Bates residence halls that opened in 2020, giving students a home even as the world was shutting down. I look at the Cowan Athletic and Academic Expansion, where our athletes train, our future PAs study, and deep community is formed in spaces dedicated to sharpening our minds and our bodies. I walk by the Scharnberg Business and Communication Center, where you'll see business communications, cybersecurity, and entrepreneurship students dreaming kingdom dreams, preparing to lead in the marketplace for Christ. Just outside of Schaumburg on the other side, you see the premier photo spot with our Stinger statue, and sitting in the background, another dorm to meet the needs of continued record enrollment, Dill Johnson and Murdoch. And now, months earlier than expected, or a lifetime earlier than expected in my mind, construction has already begun on the Bolt House Academic Center. Inside those walls, students studying history, government, English, psychology, education, and social work, and more, will be prepared to be ambassadors of biblical truth in the public square. While inflation has caused that building to increase in cost, we still have a little work to do. So I'll give you an opportunity to help participate if you want. You can purchase a brick for the back patio and put your name on it and your favorite verse, or in honor of somebody that impacted your life, or in memory of someone that is now with the Lord. You can do that in the upper portion of the student center if the Lord leads you to do so. Listen to me, these are not just buildings. These are spaces where transformation happens because our faculty invest in our students and lives are transformed for the glory of God. Professors mentor students, lifelong friendships are formed, memories that make last a lifetime are made, and every single brick in all of those buildings testify to us that God is faithful, we can trust him. So now, the 1,000 Days Transformed campaign has touched every portion of campus. And every time I thought we had dreamed too big, God said, not big enough. God is faithful. We can trust him. So now, after more than 5 years, thousands of prayers, and God's undeniable provision, let me share some stats with you. 26,149 donors gave to this campaign. A total of 85,915 gifts from four quarters to millions of dollars, all invested into the lives of Steuerville students. $18 million given for scholarship endowments to help try to make sure we can be affordable for the next generation. We expanded our capacity with new residence halls, 44 labs and classrooms, and 46 gathering spaces, all places for life-on-life discipleship and growth. More than 2 million in gifts are sustaining and strengthening global outreach, chapel programs, athletic programs, and more to transform lives inside and outside of the classroom. And more than 16 million will provide for the future, ensuring that Cedarville remains faithful for generations to come. So what did we end up raising? Well, here's the number you've all been waiting for. By God's grace and through the generosity of more than 26,000 donors, the 1,000 Days campaign has raised a total of exact number is $205,866,509. It's unbelievable. I stand in awe at what the Lord has done. To our alumni, our parents, our faculty, our staff, our friends, thank you. Some gave quarters, some gave more, but every single gift came from a generous heart that reflects the generous God who transforms lives. From the very beginning, we have said every gift matters because every student matters. And it's true. Students, every time I speak in front of you, I want you to have a main idea. Here's what I want you to take away from this. This is a story of what God's done at Cedarville. How does this apply to you? If God has called you to do something, say yes. You've heard that before, yesterday. Based on his promises and his presence, we respond with strong and courageous faith. That's Joshua. His plans are better than our plans. And God has taught us all time and time again, and especially me, he is faithful and we can trust him. So whatever you're facing today that you don't think God can handle, he's got it. And whatever you're gonna face tomorrow that you don't know is coming, and when you see it and when it happens and you go, God, you can't do this, I want you to remember this chapel and remember, yes, he can. Because God is faithful and you can trust him. So today we humbly and joyfully declare, to God alone be the glory. We all stand here in awe of what only he could do and ask for his help as we seek to continue standing for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
4 years ago, we asked a question: what is the power of one life transformed? Today, by God's grace, we see the answer. One bold vision, embraced by thousands, is advancing the kingdom through the power of the gospel. One transformed life at a time. Together, we have witnessed the Lord's abundant provision. And on this day, together, we celebrate the completion of 1,000 Days Transformed, the campaign for Cedarville.
When the board started looking at a comprehensive campaign, we were trying to balance that tension between being responsible and knowing what we know and bringing consultants in to help us think well, but also being so convicted in our heart and soul that it's God that does it and God's responsible and he deserves the glory for whatever happens.
For us to first consider this campaign, I don't think any of us in our wildest dreams with our deepest faith thought 200 million would even be possible.
We stepped out, created the campaign, and then all of a sudden the response was really overwhelming.
You look back at the history of this university and you can just see God's hand in everything. To come to this campus and to see what God is doing in the hearts and lives of these college students is real. And you can see it, you can feel it.
You know, when you go into a campaign, you go in with some nervousness, not quite sure if you're going to achieve all your goals, but we exceeded again, and God was so kind to us. So when we talk about who gets the credit for the campaign going so well, it goes to our Heavenly Father. It goes to the God of the universe who plans our days, who knows the hairs on our heads, and he does it all for us.
The most important outcome from this campaign is how it galvanized the entire Cedarville University family. From the donors to the students, the entire university community was engaged and saw firsthand what our mighty God can do. There are new structures all over campus that will serve as a testament to God's faithfulness for generations.
By the grace of God, this vision has been fully realized. New facilities have expanded our capacity. New scholarships are increasing student affordability. New opportunities in and out of the classroom are transforming students' lives. And resources for the future ensure we can provide the same godly education for generations to come.
Cedarville's commitment to the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ is something that I feel equipped to live out.
Being at Cedarville has prepared me for going out into the world in a lot of ways, whether that's in the classroom or on the field, learning about things like leadership, communication, followership.
I have been challenged in my coursework at Cedarville and ultimately have been very well prepared out in the workforce.
Chapel is the highlight of my day. It's made such an impact on my 4 years here, and it's something I look forward to each day when I wake up and get excited for it when 10 o'clock comes around.
I love the business building. It has ultimately been such a gift and a blessing.
Using this new varsity weight room has been huge for our team, not just being able to lift together, but also being able to have deep conversations while we're working out with our team or just individually.
I've been extremely thankful for the scholarships that I received by generous donors.
We give scholarships because we really believe in Cedarville's mission. It's more than providing tuition, it's investing in the students to get them prepared academically and spiritually to make a difference for Christ. And for us, that's an eternal investment.
We're only here a short time in life, and we're soon gone. The only impact we can have is invest in the next generation. And it's been such a joy to be invested at Cedarville in the different professional programs, making sure that the students are prepared well.
It's not just academics. They're a well-rounded Christian graduate.
Every story points back to the same truth. God is faithful. And none of this would have been possible without God's faithfulness working through you. Alumni, parents, faculty, staff, friends of Cedarville. Your generosity has multiplied the impact far beyond what we could have even imagined.
To the donors that make this all possible, I would just say a huge thank you for the facilities, the trips. All this means so much, not just for me and my team, but also for those we get to interact with and compete against.
Thank you to all the donors who have made my education and experience at Cedarville possible. It truly has changed my life.
The Lord's provision through these donors has grown my understanding of the Lord's faithfulness.
I would not have been able to give the time, focus, and dedication to my studies if it weren't for their generous giving.
The impact of Cedarville on my life continues to this day. And while this campaign draws to a close, and we're grateful to God for what he's done, the work of Cedarville needs to continue to move forward.
Some of the results of the campaign is that we now have excellent academic spaces where gifted faculty members will engage with students through academic excellence and intentional discipleship to transform their lives in submission to biblical authority. We have student housing to provide the space for the students that God calls to Cedarville to live and grow in community, making those friends for life and making memories that'll last a lifetime. We have more scholarships to make it possible for students to be able to afford the Cedarville experience. We have resources for community, chapel, scholarships, global outreach trips that will allow us to truly take a stand for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. It was ultimately all about the gospel. It's all about God's kingdom. It's not about buildings or places on this earth. That's the most important outcome, the gospel of Jesus Christ.
This campaign exceeded our expectations because God's fingerprints were all over it.
It has been said for years, for decades, that the only way you can explain Cedarville is by God and the great people that God has called to these cornfields. Never has that been more true than it is right now.
What this campaign has allowed us to do is really to expand the mission of Cedarville University. We set the vision, we talked about what we wanted to become. The gifts from the community of believers was unbelievable. God's moving of hearts for people to become part of the donors and part of the base to help us in our mission. And really, that's what it's all about. Because of the campaign, we are now able to take our mission and expand it into more and more lives of young men and young women.
Thank you for answering the bold call to join us in this historic campaign. Together, let's celebrate the power of the gospel to transform lives. As we move forward, our commitment remains the same. Every day matters. Every student matters. And every gift matters. And all of it is for the glory of God alone.